T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Wake-up call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Don't just say there's a picture of Gavin kissing a horse in the studio. You have to give some sort of context to why.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
106.5, the end.
So Katie is about 5 weeks away from delivering her baby, but we actually found out yesterday, kind of behind the scenes, that Katie had a little bit of a pregnancy concern. What was this about?
So I have to go twice a week to do non-stress tests where they monitor me, they monitor the baby. A big part of this is because, as most people know, we have a daughter with congenital heart disease. So her heart looks great, but still. I go in, it's supposed to be like 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And it was sort of a two-part thing of my 20-minute appointment turned into a 6.5-hour ordeal. At first, they really couldn't get a good reading on her heart.
Like it was faint?
It wasn't doing it in the normal way.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
So they make you move on, you know, lay on one side, lay on the other side. They put a towel under you, like all this different stuff. So then I had to wait for somebody to come and do an ultrasound to, like, because sometimes it can be, this monitor is just not picking this baby up and this baby is not cooperating.
By the way, Rain, just so you know,
yeah,
it's ridiculous watching somebody get an NST, a non-stress test, because if they are having any sort of issue, it looks barbaric. There's just two straps, and the straps basically have what looks like a deck of cards in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah.
So they put that across the woman's belly, and if they get any sort of issue like this heartbeat's too faint, or, oh, the baby's running away from it, they just jiggle the belly and then shift it, and then they just, like, reposition. Like, it looks so unscientific.
Yeah, I got shook. I got shook a lot.
Oh, okay.
So me and Stacy had to do that with our last two pregnancies because Phoebe was stillborn. So, like, when we had to do it, it was always like a huge anxiety for us if they even couldn't find the heartbeat or it was a struggling heartbeat for a second.
Of course.
We would freak out. So were you freaking out at the moment where they were like, we need to call in a professional to get an ultrasound down here, which is different than an NST? That's different.
Mm-hmm.
So were you freaking out at that point?
So because of the time that we have spent, which when you put them all together is months of our lives at the Children's Hospital with Abby, I'm pretty good at gauging the level of how concerned I should be based on how concerned the hospital staff is.
Mm-hmm.
I got nervous,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't get scared, if that makes sense.
Because you could see it on their faces.
And they weren't rushing. And I've seen people rush.
Okay. Mm.
I've seen what it looks like when things are not going good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it is a very different posture.
Okay.
The other thing is I could hear them talking about me. And if they
through that soundproof curtain?
Right, I know. And I've also found that with medical personnel, if something isn't going right, you can't hear them talking about you. Because they don't want to scare you.
Right.
So the ultrasound tech comes, the baby gets a perfect score on the ultrasound. Well, from the time that they called for the ultrasound to come and it showing up, I start having contractions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then they start getting more intense. Then they start getting regular. Then they won't stop coming.
Hmm.
And I'm
how,
like,
close were they?
They would go in clusters. So there would be some that were like only 2 minutes apart.
Mm-hmm.
And then there would be some that were 5 or 6 minutes apart.
I mean, both scenarios are not good.
No, especially I still have 5 weeks to go.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like everybody just was very perplexed. Like, so you weren't having these before you came in? No. So these just started when you got on this monitor. Yeah. So they finally, like, put me in a room. They need the triage bed that I'm in for other women that need non-stress tests. And also, things aren't going in the direction with me that they want them to go. Mm-hmm. I am not looking like a person who is going to be leaving the hospital. So they're like, put her in a room.
Wow.
Get a gown. I'm in a bed. Here's your remote for the TV. You're here now.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my God. Well, the greatest nurse in the world, who her daughter, like, plays soccer at tournaments with Emma's daughter, and I met their team.
Emma is my daughter. Right.
This is a woman that I realized we've met each other before. There is something interesting about meeting somebody just in public, and then you meet them under circumstances in which you have to spread your legs open.
They
have to take a speculum, and they have to insert it into parts of your body, and it is...
Do you know what a speculum is?
Is it the claw-looking things?
It looks like a duck bill.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm just like, you know, butterflying it open.
Yeah.
And then she opens the speculum because everything's wrapped because it's sanitized. Opens it. The thing isn't put together. Mm. She has to, like, take two parts and, like, put them together.
Who made it? IKEA?
I don't know. I mean, you just had to click them. I had to screw something. I couldn't really see it. I can't see over my belly. But it was enough time where I'm just laying there with my legs spread.
Oh, man.
Talking to this woman about soccer. I finally said to her, when I met you, I did not think that it was going to end like this.
So did you tell her that you think you met her before prior to spreading your legs?
She had said to me, we've met before, and then explained to me where. Everybody's wearing a mask. So I can't recognize anybody.
Because it would have been funny if you laid down, spread your legs, she started doing her thing, and then you go, you know, I think I've met you before. And as she's down there doing stuff, she goes, yeah, I thought I recognized you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.